In this bulletin, heightened Middle East tensions as Israel launches retaliatory airstrikes on Gaza. A gunman kills three people in Belgium, including two police officers. And Serena Williams returns to Grand Slam tennis in style. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Israel has carried out dozens of airstrikes on targets in Gaza in response to what it describes as the biggest assault on its territory by Palestinian forces in 4 years. Amid heightened tensions along the border, the Israeli military says it launched more than 30 airstrikes targeting the militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. It followed the launching of more than 28 rockets and mortar fire towards Israeli territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed the attacks on Israeli communities will not go unchallenged.
The Israel Defense Forces will respond with great force to these attacks. Israel will exact a heavy price from anyone who tries to attack it.
Police have revealed a man who shot dead two police and a bystander in the Belgium city of Lierre was on 2 days' leave from prison. In what's being described as an act of terrorism, the knife-wielding attacker stabbed the female officers before fatally shooting them and a passenger in a nearby car. Crown prosecutor Philippe Dulot says the two officers were stabbed several times. Mr. Dulot says after using the police officers' firearms against them, the man then went after others.
Il s'est ensuite emparé de leur arme de service.
He continued on foot and shot at a vehicle, at a 22-year-old passenger who died also. He continued on, walking into a high school, took a hostage, a woman who worked there, fought officers for a while and then left, shooting at police. He injured four and was then shot dead.
Federal Jobs Minister Michaela Cash has been issued a subpoena to give evidence to the federal court over raids on the Australian Workers' Union offices. The court case relates to two raids last year. The raids drew scrutiny after the media arrived at the offices before police due to a tip-off from Senator Cash's media advisor. Labor frontbencher Brendan O'Connor says the senator has refused to address the issue for too long. He says she's even dodging Senate estimates hearings to avoid scrutiny.
The fact is this government is lurching from crisis to crisis. A minister refusing to answer questions in relation to the parliament, in relation to this matter. A minister who now refuses to turn up to budget estimates because she's not able to answer questions in relation to this matter.
To sport now, and Serena Williams has made a successful return to Grand Slam tennis with a hard-fought opening round win in the French Open. The former world number one downed Czech Kristina Pliskova in straight sets, 7-6, 6-4. Williams wore a tight-fitting catsuit and revealed that the superhero look wasn't just for style reasons, given the health issues she's experienced since giving birth to daughter Olympia last September.
I had a lot of problems with my blood clots, and God, I don't know how many I've had in the past 12 months. So it is definitely a little functionality to it. I've been wearing pants a lot in general when I play, so I can keep, you know, the blood circulation going. So it's a fun suit, but it's also functional, so I can be able to play without any problems.
Her next opponent is Australian Ashley Barty. In AFL, Kevin Sheedy has been named the AFL's 28th official legend at the annual Hall of Fame function. Sheedy excelled as a player with Richmond, but made his biggest impact as a four-time premiership coach during a 27-year reign at Essendon. He finished his coaching career as the inaugural coach of the Greater Western Sydney Giants when the club entered the AFL in 2012. Speaking at the function, Giants player Zach Williams praised Sheedy for his influence on his life.
Sheedy gave me the chance to play football at the highest level and live my dream. You believed in me, but not only that, you enabled me to provide for my mother and my family. So on behalf of the Giants family and myself, thank you for everything that you have done. You've always been a legend of the game and a legend in my eyes.
Six AFL greats, including former Western Bulldogs coach and Hawthorn Premiership player Terry Wallace, were inducted into the Hall of Fame. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, a mostly sunny day, 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 16. A late shower or two in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, a shower or two, 13. Canberra, morning fog and 14. Wollongong, showers 17. Sydney, also showers 18. Newcastle, same and 18 degrees. Brisbane, an afternoon shower or two, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny at a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.